Well, the time is 17 minutes past 8. The number of patients with the viral liver disease, hepatitis A, is increasing sharply across the nation. 3,597 cases were confirmed during the first 4 months of the year. That's nearly triple the number for the same period last year. Concerns are rising about why this is happening and how to treat the disease. Let's welcome on the line Professor Oksara Shin from the School of Medicine, Korea University Guro Hospital. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So there are concerns about hepatitis A increasing rapidly in Seoul and surrounding areas. What do we mean by hepatitis A infection? We know, I'm sure, about hepatitis C being a particularly serious form of hepatitis. Can you just clarify for us?
Yes. Hepatitis A is a viral liver disease that is transmitted through ingestions of contaminated food or water, or through direct contact with infected persons. And the symptoms mainly include fatigue, sudden nausea and vomiting, and abdominal pain or diarrhea. And unlike other types of viral hepatitis, hepatitis A does not typically cause chronic liver damage, but in rare cases, hepatitis A can cause a sudden loss of liver function. So we do need to take a hepatitis A infection seriously.
And it seems to be spreading through contaminated food or water primarily, or perhaps direct contact with infected people. Although it's still a bit of a mystery why suddenly this year we're seeing this rapid spread. Can you explain where you stand with these conflicting opinions and elaborate on the main reason for the outbreak?
Well, further epidemiological studies are needed to elaborate on the primary reason of this outbreak. But traditionally, previous outbreaks resulted from virus spreading from contaminated food or water or the direct contact with the infected person. But nevertheless, this disease has a long incubation period of up to 50 days, so which means that it will be very difficult to track down how and when exactly the patients were actually infected.
But just how contagious is it? For example, the habit of sharing shot glasses in this country, sharing soup or side dishes. And when we think about the age of the patients, office workers, for example, might be particularly vulnerable in that situation, having lunch together and work dinners together. What do you think of that as a potential source of contagion?
Yeah, hepatitis A is highly contagious, given that the transmission route is through contaminated water or food. So if you became infected and not knowingly of your infection and share this contaminated food or water with your close friends or family, then yes, it is highly likely that you can affect others with the infections.
And based on patients' figures, we've got Daejeon accounting for the highest ratio of patients per 100,000 people. But when we combine Daejeon with Gyeonggi Province and Seoul, that's 62.4% of all cases nationwide. Why would it be concentrated? Is it something that can also give us a clue as to the outbreak cause?
Yes. You know, these are the large cities of Korea where many young people reside or work. Given that this outbreak this time concentrated on people in their 30s and 40s, I assume that that's probably why this area was affected by the outbreak.
Yeah, we got 85% of all patients in their 30s, 40s, or even 20s. But the complications are more serious for those who are elderly. That's one thing, at least. Why, though, would we see people in their 20s to 40s so widely affected compared with other age groups?
Yeah, it is quite surprisingly to see that three quarters of patients were in their 30s and 40s, but perhaps it can be explained by the two factors, whether you have antibodies and whether you have been vaccinated against Hep A when you're young. So usually people in their 50s or older in Korea have experienced Hep A infection as young kids, given that the hygiene status of Korea was not so great in early 1960s. But a number of people born in the 1970s or 80s do not have the antibody because of economic development in Korea. Social hygienic and sanitary conditions have improved greatly. So, which means that these people are not exposed to virus when they were young. Therefore, they don't really have the immunity presenting no or low antibodies as an adult. Also, hepatitis A vaccine has been available since 1997 and are not mandatory for adults. So these people probably did not get vaccinated in the past.
That's an interesting distinction to make, because I was wondering whether it was more to do with the office worker contact. And even if that is part of the factor, there's an obvious link there with the vaccinations that you've just spelled out for us, because children born after 2012, they have had to be vaccinated against hepatitis A as part of the government's supported programs. Would you say that it's too late for people in their 20s to 40s to just go and get vaccinated now?
No, it's not too late. It's in the wake of accumulating cases of hepatitis A. If you have low or no antibodies against hepatitis A, and if you are at high risk group, then the best way to prevent it is to get vaccinated. So it's not too late.
And is it a particularly difficult procedure? Is it expensive, or can you just go along and have that supported the way kids have it supported?
So right now, the price for hepatitis A vaccine is about $60 to $100 per one vaccination, and you need to receive two doses of vaccines in 6 months apart. So the total price will be about $120 to $200. So it is a little costly, but the vaccine has been proven to be very safe and effective, and the protective rate goes up to 95%. So if you are at risk, then you should get vaccinated as soon as possible.
We've got a text here from 8849 saying it's kind of disturbing because of the regulations at cafes nowadays. You have to use their mugs, and I worry it's not completely sanitized. Should I be worried when using communal utensils as well? Professor, we don't want to encourage paranoia here, but is that
right,
something that we should be worried about?
No, I don't think so. But, obviously you need to follow safety precautions when, traveling or when you're outside. It's better to drink bottled water instead of tap water and practice good hygiene. It's very important to wash your hands after using the toilet or changing your diaper or preparing for food or eating. If you keep this following the safety precautions, then you should be okay.
But it does seem like there's the potential, especially in the age group that we've focused on, for exponential growth, considering we've already seen a tripling of cases in the first 4 months of this year. What do you think the prospects are of hepatitis A spreading further? And what would your advice be to people to stay away from an infection? Apart from the vaccination, of course.
Yeah, the best way to prevent hepatitis A is probably to vaccinate and to get vaccination. And like I said, you do need to follow these safety precautions when traveling, especially endemic areas of hepatitis A, such as South Asia or Africa. You shouldn't eat raw or undercooked meat or fish, and you should drink bottled water instead of tap water. And practice good hygiene. It's very important to wash your hands after using the toilet or preparing for food or eating.
But also, just to kind of sum up here and perhaps to calm any fears, while there is no cure, within a few weeks, it would normally resolve on its own in otherwise healthy individuals, right?
Right. But in rare cases, it can cause chronic liver damage.
So it's wise to seek treatment, at least to manage symptoms. Would that be a good advice?
Oh, yes, right. But, just remember that the virus can, you can have asymptomatic period up to for a long time. So
it could stay dormant.
Right.
Okay, got to be also then cautious if you may have been infected, not to be too free sharing your glass and so on with other people as well. Professor Ogserishin from School of Medicine, Korea University Kuro Hospital, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Pleasure to have you on the line. Again, if anyone wants to get involved with any of your own thoughts on this outbreak or insights that you may have from your own experience, hope that you haven't been infected, but if you have and you want to tell people what that's really like and offer your own advice based on that, #1013 for 51 per message. Perhaps you'd also like to raise any concerns that we'd had just now from our listener about cafes. And actually, that it is a concern, isn't it? If you think about the way that drinking in a cafe, you're not allowed to use disposable cups. Well, that's wonderful from an environmental perspective. But if they're rushing, and let's say they fall into the trap of just rinsing the cups without thoroughly cleansing them, does that put us at further risk of these other issues? Let's hope the message gets out there to take public safety seriously, if that is the case in certain situations. Stay with us in the next half hour. We'll be getting our Korea Explained and Spectrum segments and plenty more.